Forsyth Park, written and read by Gerald Green. I face the challenge everywhere I go regarding what my forefathers believed. Regardless if they owned a slave or not, their culpability and stain remains. In Georgia's cities and Savannah's park, the work of slaves invites me still today. Sit down, it says, and stay a while. Relax, unwind, and think of new and better things. And so I do. In Forsyth Park, where men once gathered for the War of Independence, willing, sacrificing all they had for freedom's joy and liberty's reward. But close nearby, the slave exchange cries out. Where new arrivals stood from Africa, some were leaders, some were royalty, entrapped and chained in ships of cruelty. Upon a freshly painted bench I sit, while slowly sorting through conflicting thoughts of how to lead a normal life without dishonoring the sweat and blood beneath. Should Forsyth's name remain in prominence or be replaced to honor those he owned? Or should I even have a say about such matters in Savannah's city park? New sensitivities refuse to let me overlook the past, and this has changed, forever changed, the way I view the world. And so I write, explaining how I feel. End poem.